So with Iran almost in from the cold after decades of sanctions, what does it mean for the global economy given the new potential for oil and gas exports? With that, I'm joined by our business editor, Peter Ryan. And Peter, how soon could Iran crank up its exports to the West?
Well, Ashley, it could take months, maybe even years before Iran starts to gradually see the benefits of economic sanctions being lifted. But firstly, Tehran will soon be able to access around $100 billion US dollars in assets that have been frozen because of the sanctions. Eventually, though, Iran and the West will be able to trade. That's banking, finance, insurance, shipping, petrochemicals, metals, pharmaceuticals, and some basic consumer goods. The big area, though, will be exports of gas, but also oil, given that Iran has the world's fourth biggest reserves currently untapped. Now, exports have been slashed by almost two-thirds over the years, so there are now opportunities for the likes of big American companies, ExxonMobil, Shell, BP, and Total. But despite the new optimism, cranking up Iran's oil industry will be a massive task, according to analyst Mehdi Vazi of Vazi Energy.
There was a lot of maladministration, even corruption, in the oil and gas sector. So there needs to be, I think, a serious internal reform to make any inward investment and a technology transfer, etc., to make it efficient. For years, the sector was starved of money. It didn't have any money to invest. So it couldn't, for instance, do basic things such as well workovers and maintenance in existing oil fields. Then if you don't service and maintain them over time, they become more inefficient and some of them stop producing. So Iran needs to really up the level of investment to take into account the declining production from its old major fields. And this requires a Herculean task.
Analyst Mehdi Vazi of Vazi Energy and with me our business editor Peter Ryan. Peter, how have financial markets reacted to the deal with Iran?
Well, the price of crude oil initially fell on expectations that the additional oil potentially exported from Iran will increase the current global supply glut and maybe push down prices even further. But crude is now a little higher at $53 a barrel after a bit of a reality check that Iran's return as an oil exporter will be pretty gradual. Global stocks, in particular energy shares, were modestly higher on the news. Europe and the US ended up around a half of 1% higher. And we don't report it very often, but the Tehran Stock Exchange ended a third of 1% higher on the news of that historic nuclear deal.
It's our business editor, Peter Ryan.